Wow, thank you for showing us that. That is so cool. We look like we're smiling at you, like a little Cheshire cat.
Yeah, that is exactly the same comment that we made, and that's why we put Victor beside it for his smile. And took a picture of him there, and his smile is as bright as
your
smile.
I believe it. Thank you.
Sunny 16, we need to take a picture of a happy Ike.
Now Ecom is as happy as Earth.
And Houston, you're seeing a little bit of a CCU dump yourselves, Crescent Earth, and the solar array. So it's a pretty sweet view out window one right now. And I'll move over to the other window so you can see the full-scale dump in a second. I know you've seen it before with the talking.
This is great. We look great together. We see the blizzard. Cool. Thank you. Integrity, that was really cool. We are curious on the quantity of that. Was that the full bag that you're dumping, or is that a CCU?
That was a single CCU, well hydrated.
Very impressive. Good job. And Integrity crew, your email sync is complete, so you can go back hands-on email. But for reading, we're looking for around 20 minutes to clean up from a power cycle on your PCB. Not urgent. Let us know when a good time is.
If you need my PCB, you can go on it now, please.
All right. We'll put it in work. 20 minutes. We'll let you know when we're complete.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
I'm just a lonesome drifter on the lonely highway. Lean on, cause I understand.
Open mic.
Swinging in your hand. I'm just a lonesome drifter on the lonely highway.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Houston Integrity for a quick vehicle dynamic question.
Good morning, Reed. We're here. What's your question?
Hey, Jack. You know in the sim how we get that clicking talk sound?
Did you say clicking prop? P-R-O-P sound? Clock?
No, that like clicking talk, T-O-C-K sound that comes up in the sim. It's like a thunk, 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 and we always wondered if that was in the vehicle. You know the sound I'm talking about?
Yes, we're all smiling down here and nodding.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we have never had that sound on this entire mission until about 1 minute ago, and now it's coming back. So we're just wondering, is there any commanding or anything that is going on that's entry prep related that could be creating that sound?
You might have an idea. Give us 1 minute, and I'll get back to you with an answer.
Okay, it is on the, it almost sounds like it's right outside the pressure hull on the port side of the vehicle.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston, for an answer on the sounds, we were just down here checking out your System 1 ammonia, which is on the port side. We think that may be the source, and we are about to uplink some commands to activate System 2 on the starboard side. We will let you know when to expect that activation, and you can let us know what you hear.
Okay, that's perfect. Then we do see what we suspect are some flakes from that system out the windows.
Houston copies. Integrity Houston, for ammonia system 2 on the starboard side of the vehicle. We'll be activating that in just over 1 minute. Let us know what you hear.
Copy that.
Jackie, we hear the sound. It is the same as on the port side, now on the starboard side. Very distinct.
Houston copies. Thanks for the data.
Now that we know, I feel like we've discovered the last thing we need to discover on this spacecraft. This is such a fulfilling feeling.
I guess we'll let you come home now. And Integrity for PCD 2 and Victor, the mail synced is complete, if you haven't noticed that already, and you can go back into your mail.
Thanks, Jackie. I see it, and it does look good. Appreciate it.
Good to hear, and Victor, we are still getting some of the final ops product updates onto your PCD.
Okay, sounds good, Jackie. Thank you. Houston Integrity for trash storage.
Go ahead.
From the Bravo 3 Purple CPB 10002, we're starting to utilize that for trash for the mission summary. We had two items remaining in there, which we are going to pull out, which is the 4 quantity of Orion water bags in a Ziploc, a PWD adapter and a post-flight analysis packet and PWD adapter, although I think that is an empty Ziploc, that last one.
Houston Copy, thanks for helping us track it.
And the post-flight analysis packet is not empty. There is a like a water adapter and a water packet in there.
Copy.
Do you want to leave all those items in the B3 small CTV, or do you want to pull them out and put them somewhere else?
Checking.
If it helps make the conversation go faster, we just shoved all those items at the bottom of the Bravo 3 CTB, and we're putting our first trash bag on top, and then we will keep the water catcher items at the very top.
We like that plan. Integrity Houston for stowage. Integrity Houston for read and stowage items.
Okay, Jackie, go ahead.
Couple of follow-ups for you on some of the items you listed. The post-flight analysis packet, you will use that later today to take a sample. The PWD water adapter can remain in the bag. We don't need that. And the four water bags you found are the ones that will go into your seat pouches for entry tomorrow.
I'm really grateful that people were listening and helped us pull those things to the top of that bag. Thank you very much.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
This is Kilo Delta 9, Quebec Lima Kilo, KD9QLK, monitoring the Lapeer repeater.
Houston Integrity, just curious if we can start docking camera activity a bit early for charging, not critical.
Good morning, Jeremy. You are go for dock cam.
Okay, good morning to all of you.
Integrity Houston for help with some prop FOID parameters at your convenience.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Hey, we are starting into some of our preps for tomorrow and want to verify that a couple of FOIDs are in the right config for entry. We'd like help checking them on MES.params. Let me know when you're there.
Okay, Jackie, I'm at MES.params.
We've got two FOIDs we'd like you to check. The numbers are 34600 and 34601. You'll enter those one at a time via tab stop 1, and then select load FOID parameters.
connected to CMN Network.
Okay, for Floyd 34600, I get a param toll of +17.0. And the mode is respond.
Jimmy, that's exactly what we were hoping for, and the second item is 34601, and we're looking for the same thing.
Okay, for Floyd 34601, it's in respond, and it has the same value of +17.0.
That is a good config. Thanks for your help, Jimmy.
No problem. Integrity, we're ready for the TPC.
Good morning, Reed, Victor, Christina, and Jeremy. Welcome to Flight Day 9. I've got a few items for you related to entry tomorrow, and then a couple of other follow-up items for today. First of all, your entry package content is now on board in Crew Operations Entry Package. We are starting to activate and check out several systems that you'll need for entry. The first is the RCS captains are at temp. CM activation steps have started. And we will give you a call before we fire the pyro valves or perform the hot fire itself. Okay.
Okay, we copy all that, and we appreciate the heads up on the activation and the hot fire.
Yeah, we figured that may be of interest to you. Related to the prop systems, yesterday Reed reported some toggling signatures on the SM prop helium crossover valves, and we did confirm that is due to noise on those sensors, which are based on voltage. We do not have any concerns for those, and we are expecting you may see something similar on the CMRCS during activation today.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, Jackie. Thanks for the heads up on that as well.
All right, three other good news items for entry. We had a good ammonia system checkout, as you heard, this morning. Your cool loop pumps are on Bravo side. For GNC, you've got three good barrows. They are now off OFF again. And you have two good GPS. We plan to keep those on. Finally, your recovery ship is on station in the Pacific, and there is no change to the weather forecast from yesterday.
Okay, Jackie, we copied all that. Sounds like you're really getting us ready for a reentry tomorrow. Also want to let you know that we happen to have a time lapse going out of window 2 this morning, and we captured some of the ammonia venting just for interest. If folks want to look for those photos later.
We copy. We'll take a look. On the system side for today, we've got a couple of items. First of all, right now we're having some trouble transferring files with PCD3. We'd like a reboot of PCD3 when convenient. Second of all, I have a stowage delta for your stowage prep this morning when someone is ready to copy.
Okay, I can copy that.
In locker delta, bag 8, the blue label, you should find a temp and humidity logger. We would like you to move that to the S1 small with the yellow label. If there's no room there, try the F1 large with brown label.
OK, We copy that. We'd seen that earlier, and it's tiny. We'll be able to fit it where you want it.
Sounds great. We also had one other stowage question for you. We are wondering if you all happened to find any small items of alloy in Alpha 2 or F4 small bags.
What was the second location again, Jackie?
Oxat 4 small. I'm told these may be items you would consume or wear.
Yeah, we were really pleasantly surprised to find some pretty cool socks. So that we found. However, we haven't found the thing we can consume yet. And I'm assuming that would have come out of F4, but we'll have to have another look.
We think that is in Alpha 2, unless Reed has drank all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, you piqued our interest. We'll get after it.
All right. Final item, we'll take an Avatar Lights report when you have it. And any other questions or items for us?
Okay, for Avatar, it's the same as yesterday. Just light 14 on the bottom row is not lit. Everything else is lit. And just want to let you know, we did sign in and get the images as requested. We do have a question for you on toilet. I'll let you chew on it and let us know. But the voids do you think we have between now and entry? And can we use them at our own discretion between now and tomorrow? And a follow-on to that is what our preference would be is to use some CCUs tomorrow and pack them prior to entry. So if you can accommodate that planning for us, we would appreciate it. We don't want to pack CCUs tonight. Final thing is, this is not the final thing, a couple more things. We had another look at the FOD on the window. What we were showing you from yesterday was window 2, not window 3, just to make sure that that's clear. And we can't get a perpendicular picture because of it's too far in the corner and the glasses just aren't parallel. The two panes are not parallel at that position. So we've kind of given you the best we can so far. If we get sun on the windows at some point today, it would be worth letting us know. We can try to take another picture because it shows up a lot better when it's sunlit. And we haven't seen that to ask for more pictures. In addition, the Z9 pixels have been cleaned up. That was a good tip. Thanks for doing that. And I'll read you some AGA numbers. We've got CO2 of 2.7, O2 is 22.0, temperature is 74.8, and the pressure is 14.7. And our final request is we would like a private with the flight director, but it's not urgent. That is at their convenience.
Okay, Jeremy, we copy all. For Avatar, that means you've got at least 36% state of charge, and it'll make its way all the way to the right hand on the ground with that level of battery. So thanks for that status, and we are working on the conference on OE2, let you know when it's in place.
Okay, wonderful. Thanks for the Orbit 1 team picture. That's so great to see, and we're still waiting on Orbit 2, so we'll want to see that tomorrow before we come back. And we're glad that Avatar is keeping our cells alive. We've been working hard to keep the cells in our bodies alive, and that little box is doing the same, so that's great stuff. All right, we'll get after it. Lots to do today.
Integrity Houston, you've got a conference set up on OE2. Integrity Houston, for a crew eye on a prop display.
Go ahead, Jackie. I'm with you on DU3.
Hey, Christina, we're going to start working with the CMRCS, And in particular, we're about to arm the pyro valves, and we're interested in if you all see the same toggle signature that you saw with the service module propulsion system. So if you could pull up CMRCS and keep an eye on that display, we will then arm the pyros.
I'm with you on CMRCS, got my eyes off the pyro A and B valves, and they're already, I'm seeing the behavior of them toggling in between safe and armed already.
We copy all, and we'll put all our actions in work.
Okay, we see armed, and it is steady.
Houston copies. Thanks.
Houston Integrity.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jackie, is that the only commanding you were going to do at this time, and you'll call us back in when you actually activate?
Yeah, sorry, it was just long enough of an awkward pause, but we are getting very close to actually opening those, and we think you'd be interested in that as well.
Absolutely, and quick note to let you know, we found our little present. We are very excited, and we are having happy coffee shop time up here right now.
Excellent. Well, I'll have some down here to celebrate with you.
Cheers to that.
Integrity Houston, Christina, we are about to send the string 2 pyro valve, and we definitely want to know what you see and hear.
We are ready. Jackie, let me know when it's a good time to give you our commentary.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Stand by. Christina, we're ready for your work.
Okay, we do see pyro Bravo sent, and at the time that changed, we heard a loud knock, like a metallic knock, like a wrench on the side of the vehicle, very quick. And then a few seconds later, we heard a light knock, like knuckles wrapping on the outside. I'm not sure what that might have been associated with.
We copy wrench, then knuckles. We do think that first noise was the pyro. And from our telemetry on the ground, that looked like a nominal string 2 pyro valve open.
And we see the same. Good news.
And Christina, it'll be a good 5 to 10 minutes before we're ready for string 1, so we'll give you a call back.
Houston, Integrity, docking camera is removed and stowed for entry.
Houston copies.
Connected to CMN network.
Houston, Integrity for 2 questions, 1 Stoics, 1 PCD.
Houston's here for 2 answers.
First, it's just a request from me individually, but if there's a chance for a quick email sync between now and lunch, that'd be awesome just to get a couple things in our outbox out to families. But obviously, getting ready for entry is the highest priority. And then second, for Snowtrack, we can open the program and we see our
Indeed, we copy both. Stand by for answers. Integrity Houston, Reed back with you. First of all, for Stotrac, we copied your issue. That is unfortunate, and we don't have any great troubleshooting options, but we can offer you a backup. It is PVE procedure 26.5.300, storage return reconfiguration. And for the email sync, we are a little tight on bandwidth right now, but we'll keep looking for an opportunity and let you know if we find one.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. And Jackie, it might be a different pipe, but do you want the HHP camera or not?
Reed, thanks for checking on the HHP cam. Right now we're doing a little bandwidth trading, including between the email and the camera. Let's leave the camera off for the moment.
Sounds great, Jackie.
And Integrity Houston, when you are ready, we are ready to fire the string 1 prop ISO valve.
Jackie, we will be ready in about 30 seconds.
Copy. We'll count to 30 and give it a shot. Okay, good evening, Houston, for CM Prop. We had a good string 1 activation, and we'd like any feedback from you.
Awesome. Jackie, we see the same. Happy to hear it. And it was a similar signature, except I think we heard a little bit more, the same 2 clicks. This time we also heard a little bit of a flow, like pressurizing, and we associated the second knock with the reg probably closing. It was right when we got to pressure.
Christina, that makes perfect sense. Thank you for all of that feedback. And for Reed, if he can go hands-off email, we are going to do that sync now. And I think everyone wanted that, so everyone's hands-off email, we'll do the sync for everyone.
Happy, and thank you.
CFC still complete. We did not have the shipping bubble wrap, so it is gently placed in A3 on top of the docking camera. Should be fine.
Houston copies. And Reed, we have one optional Stotrac troubleshooting to offer you if you would like it.
We'll go one more time.
All right, it's going to involve typing a few more letters after the URL in the browser. Let me know when you're ready.
So you want me to first open Stotrac, or do you want me to go to a browser?
You can open Stotrac and then go as if to edit the URL at the top of that browser. And these words I'll give you are at the end of the last backslash.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, after that backslash, you will type reloaddata.alpha-sierra-papa-x-ray. When you hit enter, you might get an error page. If that happens, hit the browser back one time.
I did give me error, hit the browser back, and I do not have a vehicle.
Okay, we copy. Thanks for giving it a try.
And just to be 100% clear, they are not backslashes. It's a local host forward slashes.
Copy. We don't think that would be the difference between our troubleshooting and yours. Thanks.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston for CM Prop Hotfire. We are ready when you are.
Houston, we are at the, well, I am at the displays and we are ready for CM Hotfire.
Copies, going to work. Integrity Houston, hot fire complete. We are assessing the data.
Sounds great. And just for the training, we still see the temps coming up, and everything looks extremely clean on board.
Houston copies. Integrity Houston, we can confirm a good CMRCS hotfire.
Outstanding. Step by step. Appreciate it. Houston Integrity for stowage, can you please track that we are going to keep the card readers deployed for a few more hours? Please do not let that slip our memory.
We gotcha.
This is Mission Control Houston. That conversation between Capcom Jackie Mahaffey here in Mission Control and Reed Wiseman aboard Integrity regarding the budgeting of use of the ship's toilet and a discussion of how to manage bio breaks between now and the end of the mission tomorrow night. Everything is in good shape on board Integrity. No issues for the crew, no impact to the mission. You'll hear much more about all of this in our mission status briefing coming up in just 4 minutes at the bottom of the hour at 2:30 p.m. Central, 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Mission Control Houston.
Houston Integrity for stowage.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Our goal is to try and leave as much room in the F-lockers as we can, and there's a couple of used AGA batteries that are in there currently. We've moved the charged AGA batteries into the F-lockers as prescribed, but we'd like to put the two used ones in the DE lockers. Would that be okay?
Hey, Jeremy, we understand the request to put two used AGA batteries into D or E locker. We are checking.
Houston Integrity, Jackie, just letting you know, there's another temp and humidity logger in bag one, and I assume it is, bag nine. I assume it is meant to stay there.
Concur, that one can stay where it is. Hey, Jeremy, speaking of bag nine, do you think that would be a great place for those used AGA batteries?
Thank you, Jackie.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network.
Houston, we are NOMOPS on board. NOMOPS on board. Give us a call.
Integrity Houston, we copy your call and we see the messages. We'll sync up when you're ready.
We are ready.
David, we'll take a quick report from your perspective on what you heard and saw and your conclusion on NOMOPS.
Okay, we're powering up the AGA right now. I'll let you know what it is. Just from our perspective inside the cabin, we are 100% nominal operations. We are just gathering to start studying entry prep. Do you see any indications on the ground?
Elliot, we did see a large spike in the smoke detector data. However, it does appear to be normalizing. It does look a little different than the signatures that we've seen previously during the spike.
I can say we are kicking up a fair amount of particulate. I wouldn't say there's a lot of dust in here, but I'm just looking around and there's a fair amount in here. So if it was simply a smoke detector detection, I think we are good. We did not manually initiate that.
Understand all, and we'll stand by when you have an AGA reading. We'll take it.
I know we need to wait 5 minutes, but right now all indications are off scale low. CO2 is 3.2, O2 is 21.3, temperature is 76.7, and we have a bit alpha of 16, a bit bravo of 0, and a cabin pressure of 14.8.
We copy all, and we're looking into the bit. Checking. Integrity for the smoke detector, nominal voltage is around 1.2. We are seeing it hover at 1.2 or just above it.
Houston, we'll give you a minute to chew on the data, but our recommendation on board is for you to reconfigure for nominal operations.
Reed, we overall concur. We're going to keep taking a look here, and we'll let you know when we start reconfig. In the meantime, please proceed with stowage and study.
We copy.
Integrity Houston, for the cabin atmosphere, you see cabin temps rising a bit due to some of the deactivation. So you may get a message related to a high cabin temp that would not surprise us. And we will take a second set of AGA readings at this time.
They're all off scale low. CO2 was 3.9. That's the only change. And we powered it off. Let us know if you want to power back on.
That works for us. Thank you.
Power it on or leave it off?
Sorry, you can leave AGA off, OFF.
Okay, thank you. Houston Integrity, is there anything we can do to help your efficiency here? We can execute some steps from 2.2.1.
Reed, we are just a couple of commands away from getting everything squared away for you.
Roger that. Thank you.
Integrity Houston, for PCB connectivity, we have not seen PCD2 reconnected to the network. If you can please check PCD2.
We will get on that, and for a crew that has asked for only lower cabin fan speed this entire mission, we are very happy to have what we have right now. Thank you.
We see PCD2 on the network and silver lining.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Integrity Houston for cabin config.
Go ahead.
A probably wrong subject line there, but while we try to cool off the cabin temperature a bit, we have elected to turn off OFF, the cabin leak detection, just to avoid any further enunciations there. And once things stabilize, we will re-enable it, and we'll let you know when that's the case. Your edge key still works.
Okay, copy that.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston for email. Everything is synced up. You are go to open email. And let us know if and when would be a good time to come on board with the HHP cam.
We are definitely feeling a little bit behind on the timeline, so let us get back on step and we'll get that stuff going.
No worries. We copy. Integrity Houston for a follow-up. The false fire cleanup is complete and your leak detection is re-enabled.
Outstanding, Jackie. Thank you very much. Feeling good on here.
Integrity Houston for state vector uplink. The pre-burn state vector has been uplinked. This means that your PCL slot 3 is no longer valid. Your PCL pointer is now pointing to your nominal slot 4.
Outstanding. Great news, Jackie. Thank you. And we are going to head over to 2 for the conference.
We are ready. We'll meet you there.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Houston Integrity, we are back up on 1 after the conference.
We've got you loud and clear.
This is WA8MAC in Mount Clemens. We will be disconnecting from Central Michigan momentarily for training and our net tonight. Plan to reconnect sometime after 8 p.m. This is NAWRO Richmond. Clear.
The keyboard is stowed for the return packet plan. It was deployed.
You're connected to CMN Network.
And Jackie, while I have you, we just wanted to express even more our gratitude for these awesome, I'll call them drink notes and drink messages. So many people wrote really cool, heartfelt messages on our bonus drinks, and we are just smiling ear to ear every time we look at one. So thank you so much. It was really fun to find these, and they're really giving us a boost for entry day.
We will make sure that message gets heard by everyone who needs to hear it. Thank you. Integrity Houston, for the Burn Conference, we are ready when you are.
Jackie, we're going to take two more minutes and then we'll call you back.
Sounds good.
Jackie, we are ready to start the Burn Conference.
All right, for our RTC2 burn pad, we think you have V1 UTC of generation day 99, 1130. Please confirm.
Confirmed.
All right, just a couple of deltas for you in the guidance solution. Delta V tote will be 5.2. TGO of 9 seconds. Delta V components X negative 3.2. Y negative 0.8. And Z 4.0. How copy?
Copy all.
In the burn execution steps, there is no change, but we wanted to share the comment that if we determine interim targeting is required, we can run that from the ground. You all will be during your PAO event.
Copy.
And then we do have a couple of burn notes for you. The first is a clarification, actually a delta to the first line for tank pressurization. Tank pressurization will not occur during the burn config segment, and the burn will be performed in blowdown.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
We gave you a go earlier for venting ops, and we do have an op-nav pass coming up that we do not want venting during. The MET of that time frame is day 8, 0 hours, 40 minutes, to day 8, 2 hours, 0 minutes.
Copy.
And then finally, this is a little bit of a contingency information for you, but if you were to lose comm before, during, or after this burn, we've got a couple of burn plan pointers for you. If for some reason the nominal slot 4 burn plan does not converge during any of the pre-burn targeting, we want you to use ground targets. And after the RTC2 burn, if PCL and the RTC3 targeting does not converge, we've put a burn plan called Recovery 1 into slot 5. That removes a constraint on EI, and it should ensure convergence.
Copy all.
That is everything Houston has for the burn conference. Anything for us?
Negative. We're all good up here. Thank you.
All right. We're good to go. And there's absolutely no rush, but when there's a good moment, we would love a sync on CAD and config.
Integrity TLT is about to be commanded.
Houston copies. We're ready. And Christina, we see a good solution. Thank you.
Integrity copies.
Integrity, Houston, please check the connection for PCD3 when able.
We're on it. And we will be calling shortly for the link on the cabin that you requested.
Sounds great. We're just trying to pull a few more images off that PCD, so we'll watch for it to connect.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN network.
This is M4CIE listening.
Integrity, did you want to talk stowage now?
We are ready. In big picture, we're just looking for what IVA called a vibe check, how the day is going and how you feel going forward.
You're connected to CMN Network.
We completed the stowage that was in the procedure 26.5.300. All of that went fine. And so really at this point, we'll probably have a little bit more uneaten food that we'll put in bag 7 is our plan right now, just depending on how much food we individually eat over the next day, I guess. And other than that, we're sort of going through the cabin and putting things away as we're done with them and just looking it up on the Excel spreadsheet as to where to put them, the packing plan. That's a bit tedious at times, but overall I think handle on it.
Hey, Jeremy, thanks for the status. A couple things for you. We have no problem helping you out. If you're looking for something in the packing plan or just want a quick answer, don't hesitate to call us. And we were also wondering how the water bag stowage went and just wanted to make sure that worked out well.
Okay, we just went around the group. Nobody had done that. I guess all of us were sort of thinking it was on my mind somehow. So we'll go back to the daily summary and have a look at that. We can fit that in somewhere, but we haven't done it yet.
Jeremy, in the entry stowage prep activity, there is a link to the message that talks about the water bag stowage.
Okay, Jackie. Yeah, we'll do that. And then the other thing I have for you that just might simplify, as we take down all of the Nat Geo setup and the charging setup, is there a simple way that just all of that stuff can go in one location? So I'm talking about the USB charger, the field recorder, the GoPro Max, Logan arm for that, the microphone. Can all of that just go in one location, or as opposed to us having to look up where each of these items go? Plus, I'm also curious about the battery chargers for the D5s. They need to go somewhere as well.
Jeremy, actually, you have an activity on your timeline just after the midday meal block. Stand by. Hey, sorry. At the very end of the day, there is a Nat Geo Stow activity, which, if you are done with that equipment, can be performed any time, and that should hopefully make that more efficient. And we are checking on the battery chargers for D5.
Okay, that's helpful. And then what about, I think we'd like to leave, I'm kind of expecting we might want to leave the USB charger up tonight. Maybe not, but if we do, where can we put that quickly in the morning, including all of its charging cables?
Jeremy, acknowledge the current location isn't conducive to last-minute packing, so feel free to leave it out, the charger and the cables, tonight, and by the morning we will have a specific suggestion for stowing those items.
Okay, and then the PCD power cable that we are using in Pump 2, same thing for that. Probably want to leave that out tonight, make sure we get all our PCDs charged, and then put that away as soon as we wake up.
Copy. Integrity, for Jeremy's final question about the battery chargers for the D5, instructions for stowing that equipment is in a timelined activity on read at the end of the day called USB Power Strip Stow.
Hey, thanks, Jackie.
And one separate item for Christina, we have uplinked some additional files to all PCDs that she can find for her reference.
Integrity quick storage thing. Just confirm for us there are only two, or confirm the quantity of contingency urine stowage bags on board.
Jeremy, there are three total. You used one for potable water on the first day. We think you've used one for urine, and we think you have one empty. Integrity Houston, for your essay, the ground is going to do a round of intermediate targeting shortly.
Thank you for that tracking.
Connected to CMN Network.
Integrity ready for your scene and voice check.
We are taking a look and we'll take a time count. Happy blast off. Good scene and voice. We'll be ready on time.
Happy thanks.
And Houston Integrity for that. So it's for the water that we've just been working on. It says here. So can you just confirm you want it on the bottom underneath the other CTVs?
Jimmy, that's right. We want it on the bottom underneath the other bags. And if you're looking kind of naturally at the lockers, it's the bottom left of Delta.
Yeah, that's how we interpret it too, so we'll do that. That's a bit more challenging, but we should be able to get it done. The other thing is we could use a location for two more hefty bags. We got the ones that we've used today so far, the containment bag.
Checking on the hefty bag location, and while I have you, just some vehicle essay. Your intermediate targeting was good, and GNC is syncing all nav channels to channel 3 and doing a primary to BFS state transfer.
Okay, Jackie, all that tracks.
Integrity Houston, for Jeremy and the hefty bags, you should find 4 additional hefty bags in one of the 2 JSBs that you've been using today.
Okay, we'll have a look. Houston Integrity, could you bring the fan speed down to our preferred PAO setting, and if it's already there, thank you.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
It is there.
And we have the camera off just to prevent overheating and battery drain. Confirm you got a good image coming up.
We do have an image coming down.
You know, Jackie, Snark does carry across the cosmos.
That delayed smile made me feel very good.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Integrity Houston, for the live camera feed, we are getting intermittent dropouts, like maybe 2/3 of the time every few seconds it's dropping to black. We'd like you to check the encoder settings for HD, and if those all look good, then perhaps we need a camera swap. Copy, thumbs up.
Jackie, we confirmed all the settings were per the procedure. We have restarted. We stopped and restarted the stream. We're prepping another camera. Please let us know what you'd like.
It does not seem to have helped the situation. We'd like to try the camera swap.
That's at work. How's it look?
We are checking. Okay, Integrity, the audio from the mic and video are looking good. We'll be ready to start the event. Integrity, this is Houston. Are you ready for the event? Administrator Isaacman, this is Mission Control Houston. Please call Integrity for a voice check.
You're connected to CMN Network.
This is K0ACP doing a radio check. Check, 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 check.
Thank you to all participants. Integrity, we are now resuming operational audio communication. And Integrity, just over 10 minutes ago, as you were having that event, you passed the halfway home mark.
Okay, copy that, Jackie. Sounds like the next 24-ish hours we're gonna accelerate quite a bit then.
Absolutely. Integrity, we are working to get OE2 into a private conference, and we'll be ready to start the flight director conference just a couple minutes early.
Integrity, RHC setup is complete.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Integrity, we think we copied the RHC setup, but can you confirm?
That's affirmative. The RHC is set up.
We copy, and OE2 is prioritized for the conference.
Integrity Houston on one for a stowage delta when you're ready to copy.
Go ahead, Houston.
Hey, good afternoon, Jeremy. I wanted to give you a stowage delta, something that you can do tonight. So in terms of making room for the U.S. power strip stowage tomorrow, we'd like you to move some items from the Foxtrot Large CTB. Two items are, Foxtrot 1 Large CTB. Those two items are going to be the portable speakers and then a Ziploc with four AGA batteries. And you'll be moving that from Foxtrot 1 Large to Locker Echo Bag 10. How copy?
Okay, speaker and AGA batteries to Bag 10. And I suspect I'll need a new AGA battery for tomorrow, so maybe I'll just leave one out.
Copy, Jeremy, and we do expect that you would be able to find more AGA batteries in that Foxtrot 1 Large CTB.
Okay, I guess I misunderstood you. I thought it was taking all the AGA batteries out of Fox 1 and putting them in Bag 10.
Negative, Jeremy. There should be a Ziploc with just four AGA batteries, and that's what you're moving to Bag 10.
Thanks for clarifying. I'll move the one with four, and that will lead me to. I got them in my hand. Perfect.
We copy. And Integrity Houston, 2 minutes to forward link LOS.
Copy that, 2 minutes. If you have time before then, and this is not important, but We'll store the DME locker nets. If you tell me where they're going, I'll put them away. And just FYI, we never use the DE locker nets. We don't need them up.
You can store those in locker Delta, bag 7.
Okay, bag 7. Actually, we'll take another location for those after the LOS, because 7 is for the trash and the food, and it's already pretty full.
Okay, copy. We'll see you on the other side with that location.
Okay, see ya.
Connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN Network. Integrity, Houston for ComCheck.
Amy, Integrity has you loud and clear.
Good afternoon, Christina. I have you loud and clear as well. Just a heads up that we did lose the return link sooner than we expected, but we have regained good forward and return. We're glad to be back in comm with you.
Connected to CMN Network.
Okay, copy that. We made a couple calls in the blind. We'll check to see if you received them. One was about the docking hatch, and one was about a food fob. Did you get either of those?
Negative. Please repeat them.
Okay, copy. We'll call back when we're available to do that, and thanks for the note. We're looking forward to the upcoming burn.
Okay, we copy all, and we are going to...
And Amy, the food bob call was there's a full bob in bag 11, plus a mostly full bob, and a few a few of the condiments, et cetera. So it's pretty close to two full bobs in bag 11. Just want to make sure that you've accounted for that. Let us know if that's too much in one place.
Thanks for the report, Jeremy, and we're good with that.
Okay, and then do you have those DE locker net storage locations?
We have an option A and an option B. Option A is to put the DNE locker nets into locker Bravo 3 in the purple CTB, but that depends upon how much trash you have stowed in purple CTB and also accounting for the space you'll need for the Equalist Walnut.
Okay, that makes sense. What about option B?
Option B is same locker, Bravo 3 in the yellow CTB. Yes, please.
W8CM.
Okay, well, I aim for purple. I'm sure they'll fit now, and then something else might not fit later, so we'll put them in purple for now.
Copy, aiming for purple. Integrity Houston for RTC 2 status.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Go ahead.
During the long LOS, there were a few items that we were working on nominal for RTC 2. First, X-flange heaters are on and prop avionics are configured. SM prop helium isolation valves are configured and our field maneuvers are complete.
We saw all that happen on board as well. Sounds great.
Integrity Houston, confirm TLT and orb guide converged. Houston is assessing the onboard solution.
We can confirm that they both converged.
Houston copies. Integrity Houston, onboard solution has been confirmed, and Houston is go for the burn.
Copy, Houston is go. We're continuing.
Integrity Houston, tank pressures are good for the burn.
Integrity copies.
Integrity Houston, solar arrays are in position for the burn.
The same.
Integrity Houston, maneuver to burn attitude starting in approximately 3 minutes.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Integrity Houston, Integrity is in burn attitude.
You see the same.
Integrity Houston, good burn. We are assessing the details.
We see the same and copy.
Integrity Houston, confirm a good burn and prop post-burn reconfiguration is complete.
Copy all, and we have a gorgeous view of you out window 2.
Awesome, we're waving at you.
We are too.
Integrity Houston for Delta to ONWMS DFTO procedure.
And Houston, a moment on that. We are not going to stow the RHC per step 23.3 for Reed's upcoming Control at checkout activity. And we are go for your words.
We concur with that RHC plan. So, Christina, for you and Jeremy, in step 1.1.2, do not don the adhesive materials or the barrier cream.
We copy all things.
Houston Integrity for Hatch Entry Inspection.
With you.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Okay, Amy, on the docking hatch, the fabric hinges, I see the two fabric hinges. One is by dog 3 and one is by dog 4. And the fabric hinge by dog 3 was not connected to the hatch. It's connected to the ship, but not the hatch. The fabric hinge by dog 4 is connected to both the ship and the hatch. Just confirm that both of these should be connected between the ship and the hatch.
Heading. Integrity Houston for read with answer on fabric hinge and hatch. And you're coming a little bit low. Hopefully you can hear me fine. So the fabric hinge on the docking hatch should be attached to both the hatch and the ship. And we're interested for the fabric hinge that was not connected to the hatch near dog 3. Was it not connected to the carabiner? We'll take words on what wasn't connected.
Amy, there for each fabric hinge, there is a nylon strap, and on each end of that nylon strap is a black carabiner. So on dog 4, there was a black carabiner to the ship, and then the nylon strap, and a black carabiner to the docking hatch. At dog 3, there was a black carabiner on the ship to the nylon strap, and then the black carabiner was back to the ship, so it's not connected to the hatch. It's very possible we did that on flight day 1 when we were doing cabin config. I just wanted to make sure both straps should have their black carabiners to the ship and to the hatch, which sounds like is a true statement.
That is a true statement, Reed, and thanks for those details. Integrity Houston for toilet maintenance.
Go ahead.
Hey, first off, we wanted to check if the toilet canister or R&R is complete, because if yes, we can restart wastewater venting. Excellent. And then we have a delta for Victor's toilet maintenance activity. Victor can skip step 1. He does not need to replace oxone.
Okay, that's a bit of a surprise to us. We asked that question yesterday, so we did have to change it. So if we do not have to change it, we will go ahead and stow the oxone that we had to stow. Copy all.
Yeah, we had some significant discussion about that down here. In the end, we want to preserve the system in its current state to better understand post-flight how the system was with regards to the slow wastewater vents.
Okay, sounds great. No oxone.
Thank you.
Houston Integrity. Graph data retrieved complete on PCD 2.
Copy PCD 2.
You're going to take any issue with me starting the RHC PHC checkouts a little early?
Checking. No concerns, Reed. You can start RHC-THC early.
connected to CMN Network.
One more, thanks.
Houston Integrity, the Off-Nominal Waste Management System DFTO is complete. Off-Nominal Waste Management Systems are stowed. We will now use Nominal Waste Management for the remainder of flight.
Houston copies.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
And Houston Integrity for step 5 of Off-Nominal DFTO.
With you.
Yes, Amy, I would like to do the option of privatized OE2 for providing feedback if that is available.
We will put that in place and let you know when it's ready.
Thank you, ma'am.
Integrity Houston on 1. Orion to Earth 2 is privatized, and IVA and Surgeon are waiting to hear.
Copy, Amy. Go on to 2.
Houston, Integrity and Controller checkout is complete. DHOS is routed.
Copy, Reed. While we have you, we would appreciate, if you don't mind, a reading of the side hatch counterbalance pressure.
Amy, no change, just below 2,000.
Thanks, Christina.